Jace Johnson, who had 12 and 9 tonight, also had himself a block shot. 5 of 7 shooting from the floor, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, joins us here on the post-game show tonight. Congratulations. It's only 3 games now, 4, but career numbers for you tonight.
Yes. It's been
adjust that mic a little closer to your mouth there, Jay. There you go.
Good?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I've been growing every game. I've been learning into the craft, and it's been good for me.
Hey, Jace, obviously getting in a little more of a groove, but how big was being here for those few months last year?
It was very beneficial for me. I mean, I kind of got to learn the system before everyone else did. So I came in this year kind of already knowing the system, and it kind of helped me excel more so. I mean, the first 2 games I came out, I tried to do my best, but I learned from each game, and I came out today and did a little better, and I'm hoping next game I do a little better then.
What's the biggest adjustment? You had 3 months of practice, and you were banging with an NBA guy,
mm-hmm.
but practice games aren't the same as games. So what's been the biggest adjustment from jumping from that practice floor into the games that you played so far?
I mean, obviously the biggest difference is the fans, the crowd. I mean, it's really nice to have this many fans in this arena just out here supporting us. I'm really grateful for that. It's a lot different on the floor because, I mean, last year, I mean, obviously in practice just playing against Jakob, and now I'm out here actually doing my thing and being able to actually help the team.
And how much of an adjustment has that been going from practice now finally getting to playing some games?
I mean, the adjustment, I kept progressing. But now that I'm out here on the floor, it's been really great for me because I've been able to kind of get used to that crowd and that feeling of, like, you know, I get that feeling I can do this and I can excel in this sport.
We always hear about the speed of the game is the thing that jumps, and that's different from practice.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked, is it slowing down a little bit for you? First couple of games had to be eyes wide open, but tonight you looked a lot more comfortable on the offensive end, caught the ball, made some moves, ended up with 12 points tonight.
Yes, I mean, it's definitely slowed down for me. I mean, obviously we talk about practice, a lot different from practice, but after this third game, after the first 2 games, it's really slowed down, and I've really kind of been able to pick my spots and been able to make my moves, and it's getting better. I think next game I'll even do better.
Got a big one on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Butler's playing Arizona right now. They're
yes,
undefeated. They're a very good team. You guys have played some decent competition tonight, but a couple of days now to work on some things. Where do you guys have to get better to be able to compete against Butler right here on Monday night?
I think we have to get better. We had 21 turnovers tonight. I mean, not 21 turnovers. We had 21 points off of turnovers. So that's an area where we can get better because we can't have that happen in big games because those are going to be very, very big things to us, and a big game could cost us the game.
Well, Monday night should be a lot of fun. It's been fun watching these 4 games with you, Jace. Continue to get better. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
All right, sounds good.